Amos, chapter 7. Thus the sovereign Yahweh showed me, and, look, he formed locusts in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth, and, look, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that, when they made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O sovereign Yahweh, forgive, I urge you, how will Jacob stand? For he is small. Yahweh repented concerning this, it will not be, says Yahweh, thus the sovereign Yahweh showed me, and, look, the sovereign Yahweh called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and would have eaten up the land. Then I said, O sovereign Yahweh, cease, I urge you, how will Jacob stand? For he is small. Yahweh repented concerning this, this also will not be, says the sovereign Yahweh, thus he showed me, and, look, the Lord stood beside a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And Yahweh said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, look, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, I will not again pass by them anymore. And the high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel, the land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos says, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely be led away captive out of his land. Also Amaziah said to Amos, O you seer, go, flee away into the land of Judah, and eat bread there, and prophesy there. But don't prophesy again any more at Beth-El, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a royal house. Then Amos answered, and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman, and a dresser of sycamore trees. And Yahweh took me from following the flock, and Yahweh said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore hear the word of Yahweh, you say, Don't prophesy against Israel, and don't drop your word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus says Yahweh, your wife will prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be divided by line, and you yourself will die in a land that is unclean, and Israel will surely be led away captive out of his land.